This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Friday, August the 14th. As we come off an incredibly, epically disappointing series from the Philadelphia Phillies against the Baltimore Orioles, they lose not one, not two, but all three against the Baltimore Orioles at home. In a season where you're only playing 60 games, the Orioles were supposed to be one of the teams that you were able to take advantage of with the toughest schedule, playing the toughest divisions. The Orioles, they were the ones you were supposed to be able to handle. And they got waxed yesterday, just a horrendous showing, 11-4 loss. Jake Romito, the only one who came to play with all four RBI, two home runs. Just such a frustrating showing from this team yet again, especially in response to what had happened earlier in this series on Tuesday night. They, against the Orioles, the worst loss of the season. We talked about it. Just a all-time loss for a regular season game. The Segura era, the Quinn dive, just bad fundamental baseball, the bullpen, being the bullpen, doing bullpen things, and yet the offense fought back. Romito and Harper just willing this team on their own, it feels like, trying to will them to victory, and yet again, time after time, after time, after time, this bullpen blows it. And this team doesn't play with any sort of intensity or ferocity or anything. They are just, they are a bummer right now. They are not a fun baseball team sitting at 5-9. The ridiculous thing of it all is that because of the way that the season is shaking out so far, and the fact that they have eight playoff teams in the National League, they're not out of it at all. It's early, but they're still not out of it at 5-9 and playing just some horrendous baseball. We'll look at it all. So much to get into. Let's go back and look at yesterday's game, and then we'll look in the more macro sense. It's yesterday, look, they lose the first two games by a run in each. 10-9 in that disastrous loss on Tuesday night. Wednesday, they lose 5-4 in just a frustrating one to lose. Eflin looked really good, and the ball just didn't bounce their way. Some bloop hits, the cheapest home run you'll ever see at Citizens Bank Park, and ultimately it wasn't their night. But then last night, there's no excuse for what happened last night. Coming into that game after already losing the series at home again, at home, to the Baltimore Orioles, a team full of guys that no one has ever heard of. And look, that doesn't mean they're bad. The Orioles played much better than the Phillies. The Orioles feel like a better team than the Phillies. Forget the payrolls. I mean, just in terms of what we saw the last three nights, the Orioles are better right now than the Phillies. I mean, they're certainly playing better. We saw it. They're a better hitting team. They're more fundamentally sound. Like, what? I don't know how this is possible. They've lost over 100 games the last 2 years. And granted, it's a small sample size early in the season and a weird ramp-up and all that stuff. But come on, man. Come on. Pedro Severino and Austin Hayes. Hanser Alberto, Renato Nunez. Who are these guys? Who are they? That's the group of guys that just dismantled this Phillies team. What is happening? What am I watching? The Phillies lose 11-4 yesterday. Just get pummeled. They even get out to an early lead, or at least not that early, the fourth inning, but they get out to the lead early on, a 2-0 lead on a Realmuto home run scoring Bryce Harper. And Arrieta seemed to be pretty much cruising along there for a while, and then it falls apart in the fifth inning. Arrieta unable to get out of it, and the Orioles put up a four spot in that inning, and Anthony Santander bases loaded double was ultimately the death blow there. It can't escape. The inning goes 4 2/3, 7 hits, 4 earned, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Just not a good outing from Jake. And then, of course, hands it over to the bullpen, the trusty old bullpen. Jose Alvarez actually gets through an inning, gives up 2 hits, but gets through the inning clean. And then the terror began through the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. Vince Velasquez comes in. 1 inning, 2 earned runs, 2 hits, 1 walk. Just did not have it. No velo for Vinny Velo. It was not getting up there. Austin Davis, who I don't know how many more times I can say doesn't belong on a major league roster. I don't know how many more times I can watch Austin Davis come into a game for my team. I'm getting to my breaking point with Austin Davis is what I'm trying to say. Not a dude who deserves to be on a major league roster has proved it time and time and time and time and time again. What more do we need to see from Austin Davis? He goes a third of an inning, gives up 2 runs on 2 hits and a walk, of course. Then poor Connor Brogdon did not have a great introduction to the majors either. 1 1/3. Gives up 3 earned runs in that time. Ultimately, 11. The Realmuto homer would make it 11-4. But Neil Walker ends up coming in the ninth for Connor Brogdon, getting 2 outs. Neil Walker came in and improved the Phillies' bullpen ERA for the season. Think about that. Neil Walker came in the game and actually helped the bullpen ERA. Breathe. I get so worked up over this. It's astounding. It's astounding, the collection of trash that they have put together in that bullpen. It really is astounding. It's a bummer because this team does have pieces that are working. The starting pitching has been good enough and certainly better more often than not. And Realmuto and Harper, that's the shame of it all. Those two guys are putting up MVP-type seasons, both of them. Putting up MVP-type seasons. Harper, another 2 hits last night. Realmuto, the 2 homers. And then you look at the rest of the lineup, nothing. Literally, look at this. This is the lineup last night. McCutchen, 0-4. Segura, 1-4. Didi, 1-4. Alec Baum, 1-4. And shout out to Alec Baum in his first start. Did have a double in his first at bat down the line. We'll talk more about Baum coming up in a minute. But it was nice to see him 1-4, though. Jay Bruce 0-4. Neil Walker 0-4. Roman Quinn 1-3. And then Harper and Realmuto 2-4 each with 2 runs each and all 4 RBIs for Realmuto. Harper's batting .356 on the season with a .491 on base percentage. He is almost getting on base 50% of the time he steps to the plate, and a .711 slugging percentage. Even though Realmuto has more homers, Harper's numbers are actually better. I mean, Harper has over 1,200 OPS. That's insane. Realmuto, for his part, now with 7 homers after 2 last night, batting .292 with a .358 OBP and a .729 slugging percentage. It's just a shame. That's what I think of with those guys right now, is I think of those poor dudes who are just bringing it every night in Realmuto and Harper. Just really, truly having special seasons. And again, season is a relative term. It's been 14 games, so they're on a nice hot streak to start this very short season. But 14 games is 1 game away from a quarter of the season. Think about that. The Phillies will take the field tonight against the Mets. And when that game is over, they will be a quarter of a way through the season. that's why there needs to be more intensity. There needs to be more ferocity from this team. Someone other than Harper and Realmuto needs to step up. They need to have more urgency. This season is slipping away. As they continue to play bad baseball. And look, I think Joe Girardi does deserve blame here. Again, I think that it's not his fault that the bullpen is an all-time historical disaster. That obviously goes above him. So you can't blame him for that, even though, you know, I haven't liked some of his decisions to put certain relievers in certain spots. De Luis Guerra is one that comes to mind. But, and look, I haven't liked some of the lineup decisions. I thought he stuck with Kingery and a little too long. Look, last night, Hoskins and Kingery both out of lineup. I thought that was a good move, but more Gosselin. Just give me people who are getting it done. I'm happy they brought Bohm up. That's important, and Girardi has intimated that Bohm will play. So that is important, but I think that with Girardi, you know, for me, I just feel like he's lacked intensity, and he's lacked managing with intensity. And also, look, certainly in this series that we saw with the Orioles, I mean, they're playing bad fundamental baseball. And look, I don't blame him for Segura not knowing how to play a pop-up from third base, or Roman Quinn making a dumb, boneheaded decision to dive for a ball he had no chance to get in a spot where he absolutely has to keep that ball in front of him first and foremost. But you can't say Girardi's made a big difference from a fundamental baseball standpoint or so far a seemingly culture standpoint. Like, it doesn't feel like these guys fight. It doesn't feel like they play with any intensity. You know, look, they fought back in that first game, that crazy game offensively, but it just, and look, I get it. If I was out there and that were my bullpen, I'm sure it would suck the life out of me too. It does as a fan. I know watching the games, whenever the Phillies have a lead, whenever they get out in front, I can't enjoy it because I know that hammer's coming down. You know, it's just the Achilles heel of the team. They can't compete with it. And it really does suck the excitement out of the game. As a fan, I can imagine if you're a player on the field, if you're Bryce Harper, if you're Realmuto, if you're whatever, and you see these guys come in, and you just know. You say, all right, well, that was a fun one. Guess we're losing that one, right? I mean, that's how I would feel every night. Every night this happens. 3 RAs over 10 in the bullpen. That's crazy town. It's just a real bummer. It's a real bummer. This team is a bummer. And again, I just been disappointed a little bit in Girardi with the way he's presented himself and the way he's presented, you know, kind of managed his team so far. And you know, he was on WIP with Angelo yesterday morning. And it just felt like he was kind of wasn't taking enough ownership of what was going on. I mean, the bullpen, he was asked about the bullpen problems, and he blamed it on not having Sir Anthony Dominguez and David Robertson. It's like, what? You knew you weren't going to have those guys. Don't give me that BS. I mean, come on. We know better. And that was one of the things that Gabe Kapler got killed for in this town was the lack of honesty, the lack of realness with us. Well, so far, Joe Girardi's had some of that himself. He's had kind of a la-di-da, laissez-faire, we'll figure it out type attitude when it's like, dude, you're about to be a quarter of the way through the season. So, again, I've been pretty disappointed so far with Girardi, but I think far more of the blame rests in other places. Let's just say that. I'm not saying I blame Girardi the most, but I have been somewhat disappointed so far. And again, it's early and all that. And look, I also, to the point I just made with players, I'm sure Girardi, the life gets sucked out of him thinking about having to go out and raise his arm and call a reliever into that game too, you know, in any game. So I feel that. There was some exciting news yesterday, though, as we did find out. Alec Bohm getting called up, the Phillies' top prospect. Obviously, that's something that I've been calling for in the last few shows, the idea that, look, get people up here who can hit, that I felt pretty confident that Alec Bohm right now, even having never hit in the major leagues, is a better hitter than a couple of guys in the lineup for sure, multiple guys in the lineup. And I think two of them were sat down last night. I think Kingery Hoskins are not as good a hitter as Alec Bohm right now. And I think Bohm's going to play. You know, that's what Girardi intimated. That's what Klentak has intimated. Apparently yesterday Klentak said Alec Bohm will get regular playing time, mostly at third base. Scott Kingery will shift back to a utility type role, some second base, some center field. Which means we'll obviously see Segura at second base. Adam Haseley went on the 10-day IL with a wrist injury, so I'm sure we'll see Kingery in center, some Quinn in center. Roman Quinn, I'm good. I don't need to see Roman King. And look, Kingery can't play center. And certainly, you know, the whole, oh, just stick him at second base and he'll be so comfortable, he'll hit great. That has not panned out. So why not, you know, move him around and use that versatility at least to your advantage? I mean, right now he's lost at the plate. Obviously, so either way, I think it's smart. You have to get Alec Bohm in the lineup. I would love to see, again, Gosselin being let more. Just get guys in there who are hitting anything, because this lineup has been dormant except for Harper and Romuto. That's the thing, is that they haven't been bad. They've had some big games, but again, we've talked about the lack of consistency, the lack of ability night to night to show up, and the shame of it is that you want to be able to some nights be able to win it with the staff. You know, you want to be able to some nights not have to worry about putting up runs, but unfortunately this team doesn't have that luxury. This is an all-time horrible bullpen. They can't afford to just say, okay, you know, we'll just get a few runs tonight and we'll figure it out. No, you got to score a bunch of runs and it sucks, but that's just the way it is. So I'm excited to see Bohm up. You know, if nothing else, Spencer Howard's going to pitch tonight. That's going to be great. Happy to see that Velasquez was put in the pen. You know, at least if nothing else, right now we have Howard and Bohm up. Some glimpse of some young talent for the future. Again, I think Bohm's going to hit right away. We'll see if the power develops, but he's a 300-ish hitter. He's a talented hitter. He's smart at the plate, and I'm excited to see what he could do. Because, look, again, they need something. They need a spark. And ultimately, this bullpen is probably too much to overcome. But if you're going to overcome it, you need to score some runs. And Bohm will help with that. So I think it's a smart move. I'm really happy they finally did it. Again, anything they could do to jumpstart this, anything they could do to change the energy of this team to again, because it is frustrating. It is tough. It's tough. Tough watch each night. It's a tough watch knowing what's coming. And it's incredibly frustrating. But again, as we said, you know, you look at the standings and it's... that's why it's so imperative that they show some urgency now, because the season's not away yet. It's not over. The Phillies are only 4 games out of first place in the National League East. I mean, that's stupid. They're horrible. They've been a really bad team. You know, it's crazy. And they are right in the thick of the wild card race, too. It's only a game back in that department, a game and a half that range. I mean, what this team's been horrible, and they're still right in it. You know, Miami's 8-4. Atlanta's 11-9. I mean, they're not running away with anything. The Mets coming to town 9-11. You know, this is... To win a few games and all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're in the playoffs right now. I mean, that's what this season is. And granted, as I said, it's a sham for many reasons, that being one of them. But the Phillies do have the opportunity to still compete. Like, this season is far from over, and yet it has been just so such a tough watch. And it's so hard to believe in them because of the bullpen. Again, that's, I think, what it really comes down to is you can't look at this team and say, I think they have a chance, because it's too much to overcome. I mean, they have no one who can get out. It's actually astounding. You would think you would fall into a couple good bullpen pitchers by mistake. You would think one or two of the young guys would come up and be able to handle it. I mean, remember when Sir Anthony came up and it was like, out of nowhere, this guy was the best reliever in the pen? Like, I'm not saying that has to happen, but could we get someone who could just come in and get an out without giving up a run? Is that allowed? Is it possible? It's astounding is the word that comes to my mind. It's just, it's truly hard to believe that, A, this team was able to assemble such a monumentally ineffective bullpen, and B, that they were willing to go into the season with it. you're wasting Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto MVP type seasons. This is Harper's age 27 season. And again, I know it's a sham of a season. You know how I feel. I think this whole 60 game thing with them making up the schedule as they go along, and you know, the Cardinals have played five games still. They've only played five games. This season's a joke, and that's okay. I'm okay with it because I'm just going to enjoy what it is, and I'm totally cool with it, but I'm not going to acknowledge it as some real, true Major League Baseball season that we should look at the history books and say that was a World Series champion. No way. I mean, that's not what this is. This is a weird thing. But that doesn't mean I don't want the Phillies to win it, and they're not going to. I mean, let's be real. But it doesn't mean I don't want them to make the playoffs, whatever this playoffs thing is this year. Like, I want it. I want them to be there. It sucks. And again, it's so within reach. They're one game back of the Nationals and a game and a half back of the Mets or whatever. A game back of the Mets. I mean, they've been horrendous. They are, again, this series against the Orioles was like a parody of a Major League Baseball team. It was like a Little League team against a Major League squad. And that, again, is an Orioles team that's lost over 100 games multiple years in a row. Like, what is there to be positive and optimistic about with this Phillies team? And yet they're in it. They're in it. So Look, it's tough to see a light at the end of the tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel is, again, Harper and Realmuto are playing out of their minds. And the starting pitching's been pretty good. I struggle to see a light with this bullpen as bad as it is. It seems like an insurmountable type of obstacle. It really does. It really does. And look, maybe they figure out a way to trade for somebody, or maybe they bring in some guys. Again, what I can't understand is how so many teams with such limited resources put together better bullpens. I mean, the Marlins are playing with a taxi squad, and their bullpen's like 7 runs better ERA-wise. I mean, it's crazy. Every year, the Indians and the Rays and teams like that, on a shoestring budget, find a way to build quality, even great Major League Baseball bullpens while also building great rosters. I mean, look at the Indians roster, the Rays roster. I mean, it's young and talented, and they do it for a quarter the amount of money the Phillies do. The Rays do, at least. I mean, come on. Come on. And going into the season with this bullpen was a disastrous decision, and one that's going to come back to haunt this team and is coming back to haunt this team, and it's a bummer because with all these playoff teams, all this was a year the Phillies could have done something fun and made it a memorable year, and now it just feels like it's going to fade away because of a crappy bullpen. Back at it tonight. The Mets in town. 7:05 tonight, 6:05 tomorrow, 1:05 on Sunday. Nice little pitching trio for the Phillies. They got Spencer Howard tonight against Jacob DeGrom, which obviously is terrifying, so that's not a great matchup. But you got Howard on the hill. Then Aaron Nola against Steven Matz, and Zach Wheeler against Rick Porcello. At least I would say you have the advantage in two of the three, and you're never going to have the advantage against DeGrom. And, you know, that's big. You know, you need Nola and Wheeler to both go 9. Let's do it. But the Mets, you know, coming in, playing a little good, playing a little hot. Jeff McNeil got hurt, so that's a blow to the Mets. He's obviously a really good player and always finds a way to kill the Phillies. So we'll see. I don't know how you could go into this series and feel good about it just after what we've seen. So we'll see. I expect them to lose 2 or 3 because I think they're bad. I think they'll find a way to win 1. Nola, maybe, whatever. But, you know, I just don't feel good about it. I don't know how you go with this bullpen. Mets bullpen, so much better. So much better. So, you know. We'll see. I hope I'm wrong. Maybe this weekend is the weekend that Ramon Rosso finally figures it out, and Connor Brogdon, after getting his first outing out of the way, is finally good and whatever and all that. Yeah, we'll see. Either way, guess what? We'll be back to talk about it after the weekend. So, everyone, don't let the Phillies get to you too much. Hopefully it'll turn around, and stay safe, stay healthy. And again, thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.